everyone. We are the X1 Bros. This is your Positive Gaming and Xbox One community.
We are.
Yes.
That we are.
This is podcast number 90. As always,
we've been gone for a while, right? Or did we do it last week?
We did it last week.
I don't even know.
You've been gone for a while.
I have checked out. It's good to be here, though, David.
It is.
I'm excited to talk to
you. As always, it's the bros, all three of us, the X1 bros, first and foremost. He likes Arrested Development and he wears their shirts. It's Mr. McSpicy, Mark Haywood.
There's always money in the banana stand.
Yes, there is. You burnt the banana stand? Oh, yeah. Man.
Hey. Great show.
Hey, brother. It's Jordan the man, Jordan Paskett.
Hermano.
Hello.
Jordan, give me one good thing that happened to you this week.
The finals are done.
For school. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Congrats.
And how did we do?
Good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Just making sure. Just making sure.
The patriarch over here is making sure his boy's doing well.
You're representing us. Do not fail. I'm not wearing sleeves. I am X1. We are the X1 bros.
He really is not wearing sleeves.
Yeah,
he's wearing his muscle shirt today.
I'm going redneck today, baby. Redneck.
Yes, we are professionals.
Pre-orders are over for the Green Lean Mean Machine.
Woo!
If you pre-ordered your shit,
that was your shit. Sometimes you can't say it's ours.
Oh man! Start over.
Beep.
Cut.
Let's.
If you pre-order,
we gotta now. What do we? This is a. We gotta mature this podcast.
Yeah, explicit.
Yeah,
I think.
Real cool.
It's because I was trying to say shirt, and I read should, and I combined the two. Right. If you pre-ordered your shirt, you should. It should be shipped by the end of the week. We're going to have a shipping party. So congratulations to everyone. It'll be a Merry Christmas to you.
Yay!
And thank you so much for those who pre-ordered the Lean Green Mean Machine.
Yeah, good job. We appreciate it.
Last week, we decided, or we got some codes from some people. And I've spaced in my mind. I didn't write it down because I was like, oh, I'll remember who gave us these codes. And I apologize. I forgot we got two Fallout 3 codes. And thank you so much for giving us those Fallout 3 codes.
Can we announce it next week?
Next week, we'll say
a proper
thank you. Yes. I'm sorry. It's been a long week.
Yeah. So long he's wearing his muscle t-shirt.
Yes. anyways, we asked, for you to tweet me and tell me why you think you should get Fallout 3. And the winner of those Fallout 3 codes is... First, Tokyo Rose, because he wants to introduce his little brother.
Oh,
to Fallout 3.
Well done.
Yes, and second, Andros FL, he wants to introduce his wife to gaming.
Oh, to gaming.
To gaming, period.
That's a good one to dive into.
So
wow.
Fallout 3 codes, here they come. Stay tuned. I'll send those out this week.
Congrats. Congrats on getting those codes. You okay there?
My mic just gave out. Whoa.
Man. Oh, man.
Write that down for a blooper. We'll put it on a reel.
I guess.
Budget cuts.
Yes. Okay. I'll remember.
Yes. And for our Christmas gift to the community, we have Halo 5 to give away, as well as Call of Duty Black Ops 3. If you sign up for the email list, you're automatically entered into that drawing. We will do that drawing next week. So you still have a week. Go sign up for the email list
at x1bros.com.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at my mic. It keeps moving.
I know. I'm kind of scared.
So go over there and sign up for that, and we should be good. Anything else, guys?
Yes. So Irish Fire 44 on the forums.
That is right.
On x1bros.com/forum. We're putting together like a gift exchange. Or he is. He's spearheading this. A gift exchange. Like we're going to get by each other gifts. We're going to randomly put our names in and randomly pull our names out, kind of a thing. And then buy each other video games. For details, go to the forums.
There
you'll see it in the forums.
Yes,
yeah.
And that is it. And just sign up for the forums. This is the kind of community we are.
Yeah.
And by we, I mean everybody in the community, not us.
Yeah. Yeah. We forget stuff.
Anyways, big thanks to Irish Fire 44. He's actually in chat right now. So.
Oh, cool.
For spearheading that, and let's get this show on the road. Jordan, tell me what's happening in the world that's Xbox One this week.
That was scary. No wonder your mic falls.
The hardware.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
let's move right in.
Yeah. The deals are back. The $2.99 deals, the $50 off, they're back. They are from December 9th, sorry, upside down 6, December 9th.
Yes, it is. Wow.
December 9th through December 26th, all Xbox One console bundles will be available for $50, which starts at $2.99. So that's a lot of good bundles.
That is. That is. It's there. The Halo 5 bundle, the Xbox One Elite bundle, which is one that I purchased, and it's...
I got that too.
Highly recommend it. And then the Xbox One Terabyte Holiday bundle, which I believe includes Ori, Rare Replay, and Gears.
That's a good bundle.
That is a fantastic bundle.
Especially when Target puts it in the wrong pile.
And you get it for really cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's also the Christmas deals that they're having this year. So they're having those hardware deals. Those are going on right now. But starting December 22nd through January 7th, Microsoft is calling it the biggest digital game sale of the year.
I cannot wait.
And, you know, yeah. So more than 200 deals will be offered during the course of this with discounts in the range of 40 to 60%. Talk about deals.
Yeah. What game would you buy that you don't have yet if it went on sale during the holidays?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, there's lots that aren't out yet that I would buy right now. Let me go to my list.
One
I have a list.
On sale. I know which one I'd get.
Okay.
Original Sin. Divinity.
Oh, Divinity. No, that's right. I did that one.
I hope that goes on sale.
Okay. It might. It's over 200 games. Biggest game sale of the year.
Yeah, baby.
What they're saying.
I have a list of what I want on the Xbox that's not there and will never be there, I don't think.
Oh. Give me one.
Hotline Miami 2.
Oh, yeah. Banned in Australia.
Yeah, it is banned in Australia. Yes. True.
Australia, why do you keep banning games, man?
It's a cart. It's like a pixelated game. It's very bloody. It's gruesome.
Quite.
And the best soundtrack, I would say it's up there in the top three soundtracks of all time. That game, I want it. It's an indie game, too.
Very nice.
It's only a PlayStation exclusive indie game.
Oh.
So I'm sad face.
Yeah.
Hashtag sad face.
Anyway,
to answer your question, that's okay. Go on, Jordan.
Over 200 deals. There's going to be weekly deals and daily deals. Of course, Xbox Live Gold members will get the most out of these deals, but let's be honest, most people... might be one guy in this world that is not an Xbox Live member.
True.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But
yeah, Frank, you should get it.
Yeah.
Frank.
But just know,
we all know who you
when
are.
When you get Xbox Live, it opens up a whole new world. All right, going through some more deals. These discounts are valid through December 14th.
Yeah.
Which I believe is Monday. We got Battlefield Hardline, Battlefield 4, and Sodria. Sodria.
Sodira.
Sodira, there Sodira. We go. That's why I have David look at it, too, because I can't read. And I just finished finals. Battlefield Bundle is 50% off. That's a pretty good deal. Battlefield Hardline Deluxe Edition, also 50% off. Standard Edition, 50% off. Hardline Ultimate Edition, all 50% off.
Very nice. Pretty much anything Battlefield is 50% off this week.
And Killer Instinct, that's the character, the
Sodira.
Sodira, yeah, like she is 80% off.
Yeah. So, for interesting fact about our man Jordan here, he owns Battlefield 4 on both consoles.
Oh, wow.
The PlayStation and the Xbox.
I think I might get it for PC just for good form.
Just
well played.
Rounded out the triple crown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do, and I'm actually almost the same level on both consoles. Anyway, that's what I got for you. Moving on to not deals.
All right.
Okay.
So games that are ready to be pre-ordered. Resident Evil 0 Remake. This game's going to be available on the 18th of January, 2016. You're now available to download it right now on the Xbox One. Pre-download it and pre-install it.
Very nice.
We also got Law and Order Bundle. Which is The Escapist, which is The Escapist and L.A. Cops, which is your guys' game that you guys wanted to try.
Well,
that
speaking, looks cool. Speaking of Hotline Miami, is like kinda Xbox similar style. Version to Hotline Miami, but it's not banned because it's not as bloody, I'm telling you.
So we got The Escapist and L.A. Cops in the Law & Order bundle, which is now available for Xbox One. You can go purchase that right now. That we also have the GG bundle. GG Bundle 2015. This includes...
As in good game?
Yeah.
Very nice.
This includes Cube Director's Cut, Tower of Guns, Jet Car Stunts, and...
That is very nice.
Unmechanical.
I don't know. Unmechanical is like a horror. Oh, no. That's that. I don't know. Never mind.
Anyway.
Never mind.
You can get all four of those games in one bundle. That's now available for their Xbox One. Go check it out. Starwell, this was for pre-order last week. Came out this week.
I was watching YouTube videos of this. It's pretty funny.
Pretty fun?
Yeah. Four players.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Like straight up couch co-op four player? Or just
I don't know if
stuff?
It's couch co-op. I don't know. I don't know. But
you play as a whale.
Yeah, but it's like 2D, and so you're like shooting lasers. And
yeah.
Stuff.
Star Whale.
I thought it was quite, okay. quite good.
Pretty cool. Line of Defense Tactics is now available for Xbox One. You can go check that out in the store. Very nice. Also, this one actually looked interesting. 6180, The Moon, is now available for Xbox One. This is a platformer game. It reminds me of a platformer, but like if Pong was a platformer. That's what it reminds me of. If Pong was a platformer, that's what it reminds me of. And when you look at these pictures, you'll see it. Like, if Pong was a platformer is what it reminds me of. And I think I might actually pick this up because this game interests me, and it's only $3.99. You can't beat that.
Yeah.
$3.99?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I could make this game.
That's probably why it's $3.99. Anyone, 6180.
Spoken like a man wearing a cutoff sleeve shirt.
Yes.
6180. Check it out. It's a platformer game with a unique mechanic is how they advertise
Whoa,
it.
Whoa, this game's crazy.
Yeah, it kind of, it just, I don't, for some reason, when I see it, I just, Pong as a platformer.
Yeah, mixed with asteroids.
Yeah, hey, and it's $3.99, so you might as well pick it up. That's less. You pay more to get a combo at McDonald's than you did for that.
Yeah.
So that's valid purchase.
I don't pay more. Not at McDonald's.
I was with you at McDonald's. You paid more.
99 cents, baby.
Yeah, but you added. You got like five things.
Six hamburgers.
Well, when you give me six games, then you're bidding McDonald's.
Okay.
Moving on, Touché. we got Starpoint Gemini 2. Now check out the images for this one because this one it gives me that Sins of a Solar Empire art style vibe. It looks really cool. This one's $34.99, but a very cool looking game. I've actually never seen this one before, and I'm
maybe
interested to learn
check
more
out
about it
and see what people say about that.
So very cool. You captain your own spaceship and roam the galaxy.
Oh.
So really what's wrong with that? Nothing is wrong with that.
In my book.
That's what. Baseball Riot is also available for Xbox One right now. And moving on to the top selling games in the US for November. Call of Duty took the list. But interesting, we have the top, I'll go through the top 10 for you. We got Call of Duty, Black Ops 3.
Start with 10 and go down.
Okay, 10.
That way it's not so disappointing later.
Okay. Okay, so 10, Just Dance 2016. 9, Assassin's Creed. 8, Halo 5 Guardians. 7, Need for Speed. 6, FIFA 16. 5, NBA 2K16. 4, Madden 16, which I'm glad they're in the top 5. I like it when Madden games do well.
Yeah.
3, Star Wars Battlefront. 2, Fallout 4. And 1, Call of Duty Black Ops 3. Interesting fact, Call of Duty Black Ops 3 was the number one selling game in November, and it sold most of its copies on Xbox One.
Wow, that is an interesting fact.
Yeah. So
And PlayStation had a big push on that one, too.
Yeah, and now let's keep in mind, this is the NDP reports, and they don't factor in digital sales, so this is all retail sales. So
yeah.
So we're just going retail discs here, physical copies. Xbox One sold the most, Call of Duty 3, then PlayStation 4, then 360, then PS3, then PC. So, but yeah, I just thought that was interesting because PlayStation does have the dominance in the market right now, and Call of Duty has kind of jumped from Microsoft to PlayStation. I just thought
it's the controller and the elite controller now. I think, especially your hardcore players, they'll be on the Xbox.
Mm-hmm. It's very. I just thought it was very. No, I mean nothing against PlayStation. I just thought that was interesting how
was
that worked
out. Xbox One or was it
Xbox One? Huh. 360 was after PS4, and then PS3 and PC were after that.
Good job, nice.
Yeah, so yeah, I thought that was really interesting.
Cool
so
numbers.
Yeah, cool. Anyway, I just like to do those every month.
Yeah, all right, Tomb Raider wasn't in there.
Damn. Tomb Raider was not in there, but you got to remember that
it was that the end of the November, right? When did Tomb Raider come
out? Tomb Raider was November 10th.
Oh,
but it was only for one console. And it was competing against all those ones I just said. So,
yeah.
But I know Tomb Raider did do well. Well,
ish.
Yeah.
Welsh.
Well, hey, when you sell Welsh. When you sell more, when I don't
Tomb
know.
Raider did Welsh.
Welsh. I don't know. It looks like a cool game. No, it did well.
Yeah.
For being an exclusive, you know, did very well. But anyway, moving on. Microsoft still not guaranteeing Fable Legends this year. So still no firm release date, and it's getting close to the end of the year.
I'm sure it's not coming out this year.
And, yeah, so still not guaranteeing it this year, which is kind of a... I know I've heard both things about this game, but I just want to try it out for myself. Just
yeah, I want to,
get in
too.
There and try it. You know, I'm excited to try it.
Looks like a cool concept.
Well, and what's nice is I'm excited to try it on the Xbox and then on the computer and keeping your same stats and
yeah.
Fun stuff. Also, I don't know why this kind of came up. I don't care, but anyway, the Xbox One is probably not the last console for Microsoft.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know
of
why.
Of course, it's not the last console. Like, I don't know why that was even news.
Yeah,
but it was.
So, but it's in there. So, Phil Spencer was asked, you know, basically, is there going to be more consoles? And he basically said, yeah, but later.
Yeah, have you seen? You know, like, yeah. Yes, have you seen how much money we're making?
Well, I remember like 2-3 years ago when we were talking about the Xbox One coming out. I remember reading a lot of articles where the PC Master Race kind of group was.
Oh, yeah.
That's the mentality was, well, PCs can do, you know, everything, you know, and it's the greatest system ever and everything else sucks kind of thing. You know, that mentality.
Sure.
And so there was a lot of articles on this being the last generation of consoles, which was dumb.
It won't be because in the PC market, they're going towards what is a Steam Box? A Steam Box is a PC built for your convenience to play games,
and console is,
and that's all a console is.
A console is a budget PC. That's all it is. I
mean, yeah,
a console, you're buying convenience. That's what you're paying for, the convenience of gaming. It's the most convenient way to game on the planet, and until.
Do you consider mobile? Because that's okay.
No.
Good.
No.
Okay.
No. Get out.
I'm sorry. I'm out of here.
Why did you even ask that question? No, but until it's not that convenient, you know, and you don't need to download your own drivers and update your own graphics card or fiddle with the graphic settings, then
yeah, which a lot of people like. I enjoy. To an extent,
yeah. I mean, it's an advantage. What I'm saying is, I think it's foolish for people. People pay a lot of money all the time to buy a lot of different things simply for its convenience.
Yeah,
people pay twice as much to buy something on Amazon from the grocery store than going to the grocery store for convenience, and that's where the Xbox and PlayStation and consoles come in.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I don't think any of them are going away anytime soon.
No.
You're not going to get rid of PCs. Yeah. You're not going to get rid of consoles.
Is it going to come back? We sold the record amount of Xboxes and PlayStation sold this year than have ever sold before. Like, no. But no, these will be the last ones. Like,
yeah.
It's just...
Anyway, he was...
SMH, man.
He was asked...
SMH.
He was asked the question, and he said, quote, "I fully expect you'll see another console from us. Our best customers are Xbox console customers, and I want to keep those people engaged both on Xbox One and anything we might do in the future. I'm 100% committed to that," end quote.
I love how he answers these questions in a very polite way, but they're always like, duh. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's very polite, but it's like, yes, we will.
Not to knock on anybody, but like developers do get asked pretty stupid questions sometimes. You know. My favorite answer was Abby Heppy's answer from she's a community manager at Titanfall, and she told them, and I was like, finally. They were asked, Titanfall wasn't even released yet, and they were like getting everybody, you know, they were doing interviews, and they were asked, they're like, okay, so what about all the, you know, DLC in Titanfall 2? And she like looked at him and was like, the first game's not even out yet.
Yeah.
And that's all she said. She goes, the first game's not even out yet. Mm. And they were like, oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Cool.
Moving on.
I'm glad that we're having more consoles later. Yeah. I like the
video. I don't think the last generation was 10 years. I guarantee you this one will be 10 to 15. Easy.
Maybe. I hope. Well, I don't know.
Because they're going to try and hold them out as long as they can.
Well, especially with like how the cloud servers work and everything. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
anyway, Grand Theft Auto 5.
Jordan, I think people listening think you're making out with them.
Oh, really?
Like smacking your lips.
Oh, sorry. I am.
That's he's just giving drinking. A big wet kiss to everyone listening.
Yeah. It's for you ladies out there in Radio Land.
GTA 5 hands out double cash weekend is this weekend. Check it out. Get some double cash. This bonus runs through Sunday, December 13th. So if you're listening to this next week, it's too late. Sorry. But if you're listening to it right now or before next week.
So 2 days?
Yes.
This weekend?
Weekend. Okay. 2 days. Yeah. So check it out. Very cool. And speaking of Grand Theft Auto, they have a new expansion coming out. You remember how they had the Grand Theft Auto heists? Mm-hmm. Now they have Grand Theft Auto executives and criminals.
Very nice.
Or executives and other criminals, sorry. But yeah, very cool. Looks cool. There's also a new game mode in Grand Theft Auto. What's the name of it? I forget the name. But you only have 2 bullets. And that's it.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool game mode.
Executive and other criminals is also only coming to this generation.
Yeah, the new generation.
New generation. So. Not 360 or PlayStation 4. I think you're slowly seeing that there will basically be no games for the next, for the old generation consoles, I think, mm-hmm. from 2016 on.
Yeah.
There's gonna be new missions featuring new cars, armored limousines, a yacht.
Cool. Yacht. Yahtzee.
Yacht would be awesome, actually.
And helicopter, personal watercraft, just a bunch of cool stuff, just kind of how we got when the heist mode came out. So, but yeah, and then like you said, only coming out on the new generation of consoles, which is PS4 and Xbox One, which I think that's good because they can do more.
Yes.
So... very cool. Okay, this is really cool. EA is launching its own competitive gaming division headed by Peter Moore. He was
of course.
The old in charge head of Xbox.
The now old Phil Spencer.
Yeah. and I actually liked him. I think he did really good. He is over at EA. We saw him on stage at E3 talking about EA Access, and now he's over...
they're getting into esports, baby. Yeah. Competitive gaming. They're really going to target FIFA and Madden. Right now, they're big.
And Battlefield.
They're big boys, yeah. So that's going to be the focus, to put together some professional tournaments. It'll be really cool. I'll be able to be like, hey, that's Smackajack right there. He's the number one Madden player, you know. And I'll feel cool because you and Jordan and Mark can say that about like StarCraft players and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know who that is.
Smackajack.
So, but I'll be watching those Madden tournaments.
Yeah, so yeah, like you said,
maybe I'll enter one. I don't know.
It's half the fun is watching pros play. And oh, yeah. Like, they're at a different level.
Oh, man. I can't wait to see.
Yep. So cool. They're going to do global esports of David's the third, their big three, FIFA, Madden, and Battlefield.
So I think you're starting to see a cultural shift finally. Not finally. It's been happening forever, but with Halo jumping in and really trying to get serious with its esports, right? Or jump in that arena. With now EA, a huge developer with huge titles, jumping in and putting in money for that to happen. I think in the next... this is the beginning of the shift in culture. We're going to see these on ESPN more regularly. We're going to see them... They're going to be mainstreamed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think the big thing is the sponsors that they're getting now. Besides the developers, I mean, which is great, you know, sure. EA and Blizzard, for example, mm-hmm. and doing all that stuff. You're starting to see Subway come in. You're starting to see T-Mobile come in and sponsor these events with, you know, the reason esports is so strong in South Korea.
Sure.
Or South Korea. Yeah. Seoul and all that stuff. Yeah. Is because they have like Samsung, LG. They have these big boys sponsoring these events. And I think that's the bigger push is seeing these corporate entities coming in and sponsoring this stuff for advertising everything.
Yeah, no, we are at the beginning of the cultural shift of our generation.
Yeah.
Dang, that feels good to say.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't it feel good?
Anyway.
Also, didn't Jared from Subway just go to prison for like 19 years for like pedophilia or something?
Probably.
Yeah, I think
this
he did.
Just in.
So that's why Subway is sponsoring. They're trying to find a new Jared.
A new Jared in the gaming world. Yeah. Nice.
Anyway, also, rumor on the street is new Battlefield title next year, Christmas-ish, fall of next year, which will be good.
That should be.
Because I've actually been getting really into Battlefield lately.
Really?
Yeah.
Hardline or?
4.
Okay.
So, yeah. Let's move on.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, you're okay. So you remember a few months ago, When Bungie came out with that Red Bull thing, and then
Speaking of sponsors, there you go. That's a good
one. When Bungie came out with that Red Bull thing, and then Dying Light came out with their glass of water, Dying Light brought that back, and they're actually doing real DLC off of it, and it's all free. The drink for DLC #drinkfordlc was announced back in September, and now everybody's getting all water related free DLC. Free of charge. For every player that has the game, players will receive the Fountain of Youth, the exploration-based quest that takes place in Old Town, Water 2.0, a blueprint for electrifying throwing blades, and yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and new challenges and stuff like that themed with water. So, and all free if you own Dying Light already, which is pretty cool.
That is really funny. That is cool.
So very, that's hilarious.
That is pretty funny.
Speaking of Destiny, I do like Destiny. I don't mean to make fun of them. But they kind of planned out their next 6 months for us. They talked about how they're going to do updates.
Yeah.
Events, if you will, is what I like to call them. And I actually think that's what they call them. So, events.
They said this year they plan to deliver new experiences at a faster clip.
Yeah. So, and the way they talked it seemed more like I said, events, not paid DLC. You know what I mean? Like, for example, right now, which is also in the news, there's Sparrow Racing going on for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Right? That started this week, I think. And you basically can race your sparrows and you can get new stuff. And it's actually really cool. I tried it out. It's fun.
Yeah. They said that Bungie is trying to avoid the long delays in between content. So shorten it. And I think, obviously they didn't just come to this. They've been working on it for a while. And this has been the plan for a while. But I think that those delays in content releases really was evident after the Taken King, with all these big releases, and now the tower is empty.
Yeah,
you know, you gotta carry it in the stick,
especially
man.
With that type of game.
Yeah, with those types of games.
Now, what I think they should have, this is just my opinion. What I think they should have done is really prolonged the Taken King, like Warcraft does with their expansions. Like, so for example, you buy the expansion and you don't beat the expansion. You know what I mean? They release a patch later that has the next part of the story, and then. Well, how Warcraft does it is they
Blizzard.
Release... Yeah,
it's Blizzard. They do it with Hearthstone, too.
Yeah, they release an expansion, and then you play it. And, I mean, it's still like there's a raid at the end, and you play it, and it just gives you that story or side story of different race. Yeah, and then later, it's usually the middle patch usually comes out. It's usually a bunch of PvP content and just another raid story of, like, a sub-story that's happening, you know? And then finally, that third patch about... it's usually a year for Blizzard, but, I mean, you can do this third patch 6 months later... is the final rate. You know what I mean? That's how they prolong their... And I think that's a smart idea. Now, you're subscription-based, so you're always getting patches that update and that... I don't know how Bungie would do that if you'd have to pay for it or something, but I think that's how they should do it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Have to pay for the patches, or what do you mean?
Well, you know what I mean? Like, when they come out with the patch of a raid, would it be free or would it be paid? Like, would it be a DLC?
Well,
you know
like how Hearthstone... Because I'm not into War... You know, I don't do the Warcraft scene, but I do the Hearthstone scene, and they have an in-game currency, and, of course, you can buy it, but it releases... When it releases...
Yeah, they release them in wings.
Yeah, exactly. So...
Yeah, because that's how Warcraft does their raids, and I think that would be a cool way to do the raids in Destiny. Yeah.
Yeah.
You release them in wings. I just think, I mean, that's just how they prolong.
How would you
do
that
in that, though?
Well,
the raid is designed to be released, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you'd have to design it with that in mind. But.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But,
David, I don't know what is wrong with my mic today, man.
It's sad face.
Struggling. Yeah. I think it's dying here.
Anyway, I think they should do content like that. You know what I mean? Every, you know, come out with a big patch every other month or something, you know what I mean? Something like that. But obviously what they're doing is working. They're still a top game.
I think the difference, I don't know the difference. Blizzard plans, they're very methodical and they plan things out.
Sure.
Years in advance.
I don't know how that...
Well, this is supposedly a 10-year thing, so they got something planned out, you know what I mean?
I know, but I mean, like, they build it basically from the ground up to do this, whereas, I mean, we've been reading stories about how Bungie changed the story, 12 months before the release kind of a thing, and they changed the game significantly and all that stuff.
That's very last minute.
That's for a game, that's very last minute. So, I don't know, maybe that how they have things set up right now is hurting them long term, I guess.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how it evolves.
Well, they're learning. You know, when it's still a fun game.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing wrong with
some
it,
of the best shooting mechanics yet.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, it's cool to see. I like how they're doing their DLC with these events. Sparrow Racing going on now with the Sparrow Racing League. They got more coming. They have a, quote, whiteboard of ideas for the near future, end quote. They have a lot of ideas, cool. basically.
Didn't they just drop emotes that you can
yes,
drops.
That is actually the
emotes
next
are now
the next story. Emote drops. There's been reports of emote drops in the Nightfall loot.
Cool.
So, which is really cool. So, basically,
makes,
buy at your own
risk. That makes
Nightfall
a little bit more
go and do it.
Worth
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, and actually, don't buy at your own risk, because I think when I was reading, the one guy already had some emotes that he bought, and it dropped one that he didn't have. So I think, and we've heard back when Taken King was getting launches, when they redid their loot, that they were trying to do like, okay, we already see that you have a Galahorn, let's try and get the system to kind of get you another, you know what I mean?
They did that? Because I got 3 Galahorns in 1 week.
Well, I just used Galahorn as an example, but maybe it's still... You know, weird. Okay. I don't know. I know they're trying to, like, you know.
Yeah. That was the week of glory. I got a lot of things that week. It was great.
So, was that just.
I still remember. Sometimes I lay back, put my hands behind my head.
Was that after Taking King?
No, it was before.
Oh, yeah. This is after Taking King.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just stare out and, you know, into the sky and just smile thinking about that week.
Yeah. This was after Taking King. Supposedly, loot, it's supposed to kind of see, like, okay, you got this drop from this boss. Let's try and get you another drop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Supposedly, I don't know exactly how it works, but I remember them talking about it. Assassin's Creed Syndicate Jack the Ripper DLC announced. It's coming this month. It's going to be $14.99. It comes in the season pass if you bought that for $30.
Cool.
But standalone by itself.
Assassin's Creed Syndicate. If it goes on sale, anyone?
Yeah, I would actually get this one.
Boom. There you go.
So
that means you get it.
Boom.
This includes a Long Night mission, Streets of London gameplay pack, 2 top tier sets of gear and weapons, exclusive XP boost, and the last, David, you want to read that one? The last Maharita mission?
The last Maharita. I don't know. I don't know where it's at. I'm not even on that screen. Sorry.
Maharaja.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm an awful
Maharaja.
Anyway, it's going to be available on Xbox One on December 5th, or December 5th, December 15th. December 5th already happened. December 15th, which is... I believe Tuesday. So that's cool. First DLC pack coming to Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Yes.
The Division. I was really bummed out to hear this. But so if you pre-order The Division, you should have access to the closed alpha. Yeah. If not, hopefully you'll get it soon, because I know they're rolling them out in...
I have feelers out there in the world / our community for a code if anyone has an extra
I want to pre-order this game just to play the alpha, like I really do. But I can't pre-order it on the Xbox just yet, and I don't want to pre-order it hard copy. I want a digital copy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my thing. Anyway, unless you can pre-order it digital and I'm just an idiot, please tell me, because I would love to.
No, I'm the idiot of the show.
Okay.
You're fine.
Okay. Anyway, so the Division beta is being postponed to, I think, early 2016. They appreciate our patience, and they know that we're disappointed that the beta's not here, but they just kind of... Basically,
it was planned for this month. Now it's being pushed back to 16, but the closed alpha is happening this month.
Yeah, closed alpha is right now. They said, from what it sounded like, they said they just weren't quite there yet. You know what I mean? So, which is fine. I know this game is kind of long in development, what we saw it 2 years ago.
Question for you guys.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
The Division, we are all excited for. Unanimous.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes,
yeah.
It is Ubisoft.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not excited for that.
Rainbow Six, our experience with the online, the big selling point for The Division is its online integration with your friends, real world, seamless, jump in and out. After Rainbow Six, for the record, on Rainbow Six, we have had some problems. The server, they're getting better. I think it's completely fixed, but at right now.
No, it's not.
Nope, not yet.
It's not. It's better, but it's not fixed. And they're running a patch within the near future to help things.
Yeah, so it's been pretty. You get kicked out of games. It takes a while to get in games. When you do get in games, they're super fun. You can usually stay in when you're in games, but every once in a while you do get kicked.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can't connect with your friends, you know, the whole network problem and stuff.
The Division cannot have that problem.
Nope.
One
problem, I think, is Rainbow Six did have a beta, but I think it was too close to launch. I think their beta
for Rainbow Six. I don't even remember.
Well, October? I guess it was a month out, I think, and Rainbow Six came out in December, so probably end of October.
Sounds about
right. But think of it this way: Halo had their beta in February, right? And the game came out almost what,
November?
5 months later, 6 months later. February, I mean, they look.
Did you just confuse Jordan?
That's not.
I think he broke
months.
His brain.
9 months. There you go.
His brain. He just froze.
So let's just say 8 months, just to be safe, right? Because we don't know exactly. 8 months. That's a lot of time to work on issues, and they had a perfect launch. You know what I mean? I think you got to give yourself time when you do these betas. I think, you know, companies are like, oh, we'll give you a beta, and everybody's like, oh yeah, then it'll be fixed at launch. But I think, I don't know. I think sometimes now it's more of a marketing strategy.
Yeah.
To get people like, oh, well, the beta is supposed to be knocky. They'll fix it at launch. You know what I mean? But when you're that close to launch, you're on a time crunch. You know what I mean? Put it this way. When you're a month out, those discs are probably, you know, getting printed very soon. You're not changing much in the way of that.
Well, you can do it now via online, I mean, patches for everybody. But the Division is not Rainbow Six. Rainbow Six... You go in knowing that it's a competitive multiplayer and that on launch night or the next day, there will be some problems. I mean, that's just, we're conditioned for that now. So you're a little more patient with a game like that.
I'm not.
With a game. It's true. You're really.
Well, I don't think there's an excuse.
With a game like The Division, where it's not competitive multiplayer, it is a seamless multiplayer experience.
I hate that phrase.
Like Watch Dogs.
Well, Division gives me that Destiny vibe. You have to play with friends.
Yeah, it cannot have the problems that Rainbow Six has had. Not that Rainbow Six's problems
are
huge.
Or Watch Dogs. Remember, Watch Dogs had issues.
Rainbow Six problems weren't actually that bad.
That's, I mean, they're not really bad. They're just frustrating.
Inconvenient when you want to play.
Yeah.
And that, you know... Anyway, The Division being,
I just don't think that The Division lends itself, that when you're advertised as seamless multiplayer
integration. I hate that phrase.
Yes. I don't think that the forgiveness is there for something like that.
I agree.
Yeah.
That'll make or break the game. So by delaying,
So I want
them
to delay
it seriously.
Yeah,
I hope so, and I don't mind a game being delayed, and I'm not trying to, you know, talk bad about Ubisoft, but...
Their track record is not the greatest. Yeah,
but
we've been disappointed by them in the past.
I am really excited for this game ever since I saw that Silent Night trailer.
I'm so excited. I have been reading the Tom Clancy novels.
Yeah,
I think
in preparation.
I'm now on to... I just finished the 1994 book.
Well, I
can't remember. The Japanese guy flies his plane into the... You know.
Whatever.
Yeah. So...
Just the idea of this game. I mean, going out, it's like Destiny, going out, killing bosses, finding
without remorse.
Place. Yeah, going into the dark zone, the PvP dark zone. I mean, this game looks really exciting and it looks like it has a lot of cool features, customization. Anyway, I hope it does well, and I hope so.
I hope it's what they are advertising.
Yes.
But I just don't think when you advertise and hype it that much, like it has been hyped for 2 years now. You cannot have the problems that Rainbow Six has. Not that Rainbow Six problems are that bad, but it's an inconvenience.
No, they're really not. I think we kind of... Just so everybody knows, the Rainbow Six problems are not
No, and that
bad.
Is a freaking fun game. And if you want to have fun with your friends shooting stuff in a slow and methodical matter...
Out of the five times we played, we got disconnected twice. Like, it's not...
Too bad.
Huge
we still was.
I mean, we were still able to play.
There was a night where I could not connect to Jono at all. We tried for about 40 minutes. That was two nights ago. Mm. So, I mean, the issues are still there. However, I would say this game is... an amazingly fun game.
Absolutely.
And, like, even when I'm not playing with you guys, when I play by myself, which I connect instantly, it's when I'm trying
it
to
might
connect
be,
with friends.
Yeah.
Besides the team killing, which there's trolls like on that like crazy, that aside, when I get into a match, I'm usually 7 out of 10... the people in there are super chill, super fun.
Yeah, it's the one guy on the team that decides to shoot you in the back of the head or someone, and then you have to kill him, so you're two guys down right off the bat.
Yeah, it's just, on average, you find more people with mics on this game and cool people to play with on this game than any other game I think that's out there right now.
No, it is good.
Yeah.
Community's great.
Yeah, awesome. Moving on to another community that's fun, Elder Scrolls Online. Free-to-play weekend. David posted this on Facebook.
It is a free-to-play weekend. Jump in this weekend. Also, a little-known fact, the developer
Is giving
away $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
All you have to do to enter is go onto their website, you sign in and register, and then between now and whatever the end date is, it's like the end of December, you have to jump in and play ESO, and you are automatically entered to win $1 million. I read the rules and conditions. It's actually $50,000 a year for 25 years, I think. 20 years. 20 years.
That's not bad.
Not too shabby. So, I mean, I did it.
Or can you opt in to get it all in one package at a discount?
I would do lump sum for less, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. You, when you win. Actually, if any of you in the community win, please.
So I
would be happy with a million.
Wait, I was reading chat. What do I have to do to enter? Just play?
You have to go enter on their website, Cinemax, ESO, Elder Scrolls Online, and then you have to play sometime between now and the end of the entry.
Done.
Which is like the end of December.
Yeah, awesome. So that's free-to-play weekend this weekend for Elder Scrolls Online, the $1 million prize.
Yes, also,
by playing.
Also, they did announce, can I talk about this, Jordan?
It's right on the page, yes, yeah.
They did announce that structured PvP is coming to ESO, which is super exciting. And this one, I'm really excited for, dueling.
Yes, finally. I don't know why games don't have dueling.
So I can go up to McSpicy and be like, there's not room enough for two mages in this town. Let's duel. And then we see who's best.
Also,
that's pretty awesome.
More news with Elder Scrolls Online. Orsinium DLC game pack has come out and is available now. Orsinium is Elder Scrolls Online's largest DLC pack to date.
It's PvE.
It features a colossal new zone with over 20 hours of story content, new single player monster arena, new public dungeons, and you're going to go to the mountains of Hrothgar and the Orc capital.
Oh, cool.
To unravel plots, counter plots, and have a great, jolly
adventure
time.
Yeah, I'm having a conversation with my brothers earlier this week. I'm going to be jumping back into ESO.
Yeah, I might go check out this this pack here, Orsinium.
I got away just because you finished the game, you're capped out. Other big games came out, and you just slowly kind of stopped. But I've got to have an MMO in my life, ESO is going to be that MMO in my life, always, for and forever.
Mm-hmm. What about Elite Dangerous?
Is that an MMO?
It kind of is, and it kind of isn't, but it's definitely that...
I think it's just an MM. There's no O.
There is a small O.
about
a quarter O.
Caps lock O.
Caps lock.
Anyway, so we got Orsinium DLC pack, free-to-play weekend, and the $1 million prize. There's a lot of Elder Scrolls this weekend. ESO, Elder Scrolls Online.
Crunchbrite just brought the Snow Bear, and PMH said crowns are on sale right now.
Nice.
In the store. So
check them out.
We do have a guild. I don't know if it's very active anymore. Apologize.
Yeah. Well, there's still
but
officers
it's there.
In there.
There's play. Officers yeah. somewhere.
They have access to everything.
Yes.
So, Cyberpunk 2077 was announced in October 2012. I remember seeing the announcement trailer for this way back when.
Yeah.
CD Projekt Red's
new game. They're not planning to discuss the game until 2017 at the earliest.
Yeah.
Is what I have been reading.
Sure.
Sure. Well, actually, I read that, and then a new updated report came in late 2016. Is the new report is when CD Projekt Red wants to push out this
game.
Wait,
so you read a report from the future?
No.
That's amazing.
No, sorry. Originally, they didn't want to discuss the game until 2017, but then CD Projekt Red now wants to publish its next game, Cyberpunk 2077, in late 2016. So, you know.
Speaking of CD Projekt Red,
yeah,
Witcher 3 has more DLC on its way, and I'm super excited.
Yeah, the second expansion, Blood
yes.
and Wine.
Blood
which
and Wine looks so
cool. It's a whole
cool.
new story, and you're going to a whole new zone. You should check it out. They have gameplay footage of it.
Looks so cool.
It's so where we were in the original game was very war-torn and nasty. This is a completely different feel.
It's like a fantasy storybook. Have you seen the picture?
Wow.
Yeah, really
cool. I
can't
wait to go there, man.
Heart of Stone is already out, but Blood and Wine is coming out. $20, and for those who purchase the expansion pass, we'll have it included
with their
purchase. So
I think Witcher. I have been thinking about jumping back into for a couple weeks. I just haven't had time to. I think that game does it best so far of creating a world that I want to be in all by myself. And mm-hmm. keeps me... I still haven't forgotten the story in that.
Did you finish it?
In that game. No, I am... I'm on, like, phase two.
Yeah.
And no, I'm not... I'm not.
Neither did
close.
I, and I still... I.
But I remember everything, and yeah. I yearn to go back there. Very mm-hmm. rarely has a game done that for me.
Yeah. I agree.
And I'm super excited. I'm going to pick up all the expansion packs. I already know this. It was just a matter of time. Mm-hmm. But they have done it... I think they've done it the best with capturing a world for me.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's fantastic.
And Gwent,
I go back to it sometimes.
Gwent, yeah,
baby.
Gwent is awesome.
Oh, did you see the the mod that someone made on the PC? So on the PC, there's a mod out there. Every battle on Witcher 3 is Gwent. So anytime
it's like
you battle
Pokemon?
A monster, it's Gwent.
<That's> awesome.
Isn't that really cool? So decide if you win or lose the battle against your monster. It's Gwent.
That's super cool. That's yeah. funny. I like that.
That is pretty cool. Okay. Moving on to trailers. Well, I guess there was another news story. People asked Phil Spencer about 007 GoldenEye.
Yeah.
And he just said it's a hard port to make.
Yeah.
There's not much in that story other than he said they've talked about it. They've tried. It's just it's hard and they have other things to do. And yeah. He also talked about Nintendo.
Yeah. He said he would be happy. All this news is there because there's not a news. Basically.
It wasn't a heavy news week. There
he
was
said
cool
he'd be
stuff.
Happy if Nintendo games came to Xbox. Well, who wouldn't be happy? To
That's
have
what
Nintendo
I've said. Like
games
when
on
Phil
there.
Spencer's asked this stuff, it's like he's so polite, but it's like, duh.
I know. Yeah.
Would you be happy to have more games?
Would you have?
Yeah.
Would yep. you be happy to have the most iconic exclusives of all time on your system? No. No, I wouldn't.
No, absolutely not. Get out. You can leave. Yeah. You know what? You can leave. Yeah.
Anyway, those are just little stories that were, I get, you know, interesting and cool, I guess. But moving on, there's a lot of trailers this week. Air Missions is one of them. It's a helicopter game. It actually looks really cool.
I will buy this game.
How would you say it? Air Missions Hind or Air Missions H-I-N-D?
I don't
see any periods in between the letters.
Okay, Hind.
Yeah, Hind? It just means you yell Hind. That word.
Hind.
Because it's caps.
Air Missions looks really cool. I always loved these games growing up. I loved them in the arcade. The helicopter blowing stuff up. Oh, man. The yeah. Apache War. Uh-huh. I'm there, baby.
I used to play that Army Man game with the helicopters.
Oh, yeah. It looks so good. Just blowing stuff up.
One time I had a friend that I know that's pretty cool. His dad worked at some military base and he was uh-huh. like a software engineer or whatever.
Sure.
And we all went in there and it was like Apache like
simulators,
like big old like machine domes, and you get inside and like it turns you.
Oh, that's
and
so
wherever
cool.
you look, yeah, it was super. It was like one of the greatest video game experiences of my life. Simulator for Apaches.
Fire your rockets and blow stuff up. It's great. I actually got to at the college that I work at. They teach flight and they have flight simulators, like the big ones, and it's cool, man. The sound, you can feel like the gears going up. I got to fly. I successfully took off and landed. My landing wasn't that great, but I survived. I didn't kill us.
I killed us.
Oh, okay.
I made sure I did just to see what happens.
anyway,
mission failure.
Air mission coming out in 2016 looks cool. This next one, Lichdom Battle Mage.
Lichdom? I don't know. Battle yeah. Mage
looks super cool. This one is coming to Xbox
it's
One.
It's first person mage
combat.
Competitive.
Think of like
death matches.
Ziggurat.
With like a Skyrim mage,
yeah.
that you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. There was a lot of cool like boss fights too. There was a lot of cool like spider stuff in the trailer. It was just or crab. That's what it was.
When does launch trailer? Is it out?
So
or?
it's available now on Steam, but it is coming to Xbox
coming
in 2016. So you can check it out online on Amazon and stuff and buy it. But it is coming out in 2016. The one that I think takes the cake is we'll talk about that one last because there's the other one. There's Inki.
Inky.
Scary it's looking game.
It's just a creepy something or other
yeah.
going on there.
Just
it's a puzzler. It's like a creepy puzzler.
And then there's
Inky?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Inky. And then there's Phantasmal, City of Darkness. Also kind of a scary
that horror genre.
Game.
It's
yeah,
just
it's
blowing
just,
up.
It is
that cool. Hansel's real hot right now.
Yeah. So anyway, this trailer was played at E3, but it's out again now.
Oh, Ark. So. Yes.
Are
yes.
we on Ark now?
The new... So
David's
Ark.
Skipping ahead.
I cannot wait to get this game.
Yep.
Ark Survival Evolved. And I'll tell you why. If you go watch the trailer right now, just watch the Ark Survival Xbox One gameplay official reveal trailer.
Yeah.
That's a lot to say.
As a reminder, this is the Minecraft
Rust
with dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
And you can tame dinosaurs in it.
And be friends with other people taming dinosaurs.
And I say Minecraft, meaning it's like a survival kind of build your stuff kind of
mine
thing.
Stuff.
Yeah, so more Rust stuff, than anything. But
It just shows basically all of these things. And like McSpicy, we're talking, it mostly looks like it's probably going to be all end game content that they're showing. But they have like a Bronchiosaurus or, I don't know, the huge dinosaur with your house built on his back.
It's a motorhome, baby.
Yeah. And that's what I'm doing.
Brontosaurus.
Prehistoric motorhome.
I am doing that. Like, that's going to be me. In fact, I want to link up different, big dinosaurs.
Can you do that?
And
like,
build
four?
A bridge and then just...
Oh, that would be sweet. Yeah, right. Who drives that thing?
Just, I don't know.
I'd let you be my pilot, David.
Oh, yes, you would.
Anyway.
Oh, Captain, my captain.
Dude, game looks so fun. It's like taking every cool concept of every game that I want.
And there's a Transformer T-Rex at the end.
Yes, that's got to be huge end game. That's like, what's the rare thing in Minecraft that you get at the end?
Like diamonds and stuff, right?
Yeah, but there's the end game.
Oh, like the Ender Dragon?
The Ender Dragon and all that stuff, yeah.
This is the Ender Dragon, baby.
Yeah, yeah. So, that trailer came out, which is awesome. Also, this game will be on early access for $34.99 next week on the 16th.
Oh, what game is this? I don't know this.
Ark.
Oh, Ark. Oh,
yeah. Well, early access on the Xbox, right?
Early access. And you know how Xbox has the early access program, so it'll be in the early access program next week, $34.99 for early access, which, if you really, really want to buy this game and you know you're going to buy it, you might want to get it while it's in the early access because it usually is cheaper in the early access.
Yeah,
it goes up 60.
Elite Dangerous went up full price, and I got in it at $30.
Yeah.
So
you're getting it essentially at half price, but it is early access, so keep in mind.
Yeah,
but,
and if anyone out there is as excited for this game as I am, join me. We'll build a town.
I don't know how you can't, like...
We'll build a sanctuary, the X1 Bros. Sanctuary.
I would like to build a sanctuary.
We'll get some dinosaurs.
Oh, I remember watching this game on the PC, and I know the user interface, like the GUI and stuff, it was kind of weird looking, and it didn't flow.
It was
but,
pre-release, too, at that time.
But... I mean, the concept of this game.
The concept alone blows
I'd pay
me
60
away.
Bucks for that.
It's pretty cool.
Anyway, very cool. Moving on to Overwatch. Overwatch progression will not be like Diablo or games like World of Warcraft where you kind of like get
level.
The new gear. This game is, as we know, kind of
arena.
Based off a MOBA type of thing. So every character is kind of locked in at what they do just to keep things balanced, which is good. So unlocks will probably be in the, well, not probably, but will be in the stuff like cosmetics, you know what I mean? Just like in a MOBA.
Well, yeah, and are they doing it the same way where you have to buy the characters? Because there's so many characters.
I don't know. They might do a free one every week.
Which actually, it may sound weird to think that, but I when I play Heroes of the Storm, I actually love it. Because what they do is every week they'll give you 5 characters to play for free, and then it just rotates every week.
I think, and this is just me, I think that they will not do that because they are asking you to pay $60 for the game itself. The game is not
okay.
free.
And yeah. And
you know what I mean? Whereas Heroes of the Storm is free, so when you pay $5, you're paying, you know what I mean?
So, I actually MOBAs like Blizzard a lot, too. So.
Yeah, so. I guarantee
faith they'll make the right choices when it comes to purchasing.
I guarantee that. Well, and they usually do
do
good with purchasing stuff. Unless it's the World of Warcraft store, then they just can throw a price and people will buy it anyway. But anyway.
Yeah.
No, you do pay $60 for the game, so I do think you'll unlock all characters. Now, DLC characters, I'm sure they'll consistently add more and more characters, you know, always, right?
Oh, they will. Yeah, for sure.
So whether they're free or not, we don't know. And I don't know if you have to buy characters now, but because the game is going to be $60 at launch, I don't think you will have to because you're already paying for the game. Telltale, Minecraft story mode. I really like this one, actually. The fourth episode release date is going to be December 22nd, which is Tuesday, 2 weeks from now.
Cool.
Tuesday before Christmas. So that's when it'll release. Anyway, yeah, that's when that releases. Very cool,
man.
So Rocket League, the developer says they are going to aggressively support the Xbox One version, which I don't know why they wouldn't. It's their game.
Yeah.
But why use the word aggressively?
Just to say a lot of people...
I don't know, get the hype back up again, you know, like, hey, we're excited to be on your console, blah, 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 blah. Marketing.
I think just to quell people's fears, like, well, it's so successful on the PC, it's so successful on PlayStation 4, the Xbox might be an afterthought.
Well, and then there was
Xbox owners excited about
there,
it.
There was PS4 can play with PC, and Xbox can only play with Xbox,
that is
so
true.
Maybe people were worried. But they did say there, but I mean, it's a fun looking game.
They should have said aggressive as opposed to mediocre on the other systems.
Yeah.
Because then I'd feel even better.
yeah.
Just kidding.
Anyway, moving into some Halo 5 news. They're coming out with advanced controller options soon.
Cool.
In the menu.
So you have look acceleration, mm-hmm. inner dead zone, and outer dead zone.
Ooh.
So
which basically the Elite controller has.
Already,
right?
Yeah.
They're,
maybe.
Okay, so if you don't have the Elite controller, they're giving you some...
Some more options some to
more
help
options.
You with.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. No specific release date, but it is coming soon, which is really cool. Also, we have the new big pack that's coming out, or free, just so everybody knows, free DLC that's coming off. Cartographer's Gift, which of course comes with Forge, which is going to be great. It also comes with the original rocket launcher.
Oh yeah,
you know the two, and it comes with the four different variations, which are not—they're just different paint schemes, not
yeah.
different variations,
yeah.
I guess. And the part I'm excited for: new maps. We got three new arena maps: Overgrowth, Endembed. I don't even know how to pronounce that one.
Entombed.
Entombed.
No, entombed. Like
oh,
you're
entombed.
In,
oh.
I'm guessing it's probably
I'm like
in
splitting the
stuff.
Word up.
Entombed.
Yeah.
Entombed.
Wow, I'm an awful suck
no, that's,
reader.
I
wow.
So just
you
move
had
on.
You had finals this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just,
jeez.
You're fine.
Overgrowth, Entombed, and Antifreeze. Antifreeze is actually a pretty cool map. They do have a behind the scenes of Antifreeze.
Very cool.
Which is pretty cool. And the big one, the Warzone map, Battle of Noctis. I'm excited for a new Warzone map.
Yeah.
Oh, me
same.
Too.
So,
it's needed.
Hey, I give credit to 343 because I really like Warzone. I know there's, well, I think a lot of people like Warzone, but I know there's people that don't like Warzone.
Sure.
But I think Warzone is very well done.
I think Warzone will be huge.
I think multiplayer is very well done.
I think Warzone will be huge tournament style.
Do people really not like it? Because it,
well,
they have so many other options. It's your prerogative to go play
that
mode.
I don't,
yeah.
I think it's they don't prefer it.
Yeah.
I think that's it. It's just
okay.
not their preference.
And they're
right?
the loud ones.
Also, with Cartographer's yeah. Gift, you get two new assassinations, Nice Try and Oh Snap, both of which are considered rare.
Mm-hmm. You also have a bunch of new ret cards, which we knew about a couple weeks ago when they released them all. You got a whole bunch of new emblems, numbers 1 through 9, in case you wanted that. You have a traffic cone, which I'm shooting for.
The traffic
that's
cone.
Awesome.
You got
I
the Flaming Ninja. You got Spartan Swords, which is a Spartan helmet with two swords behind it. And then you have Stuck, which is a plasma grenade stuck on a helmet image.
Yeah.
We also have new armor, new skins for assault rifles, battle rifles, DMR, pistol, and SMG. And a new visor.
Cool.
Which is pretty cool.
Also, our Spartan team, there are still spots open. So if you pick up Halo 5 for Christmas or something,
yeah.
jump over HaloWaypoint.com, join our Spartan team.
I haven't been on Halo there. Waypoint in so long.
It's up to date.
You
it
did,
is 100% up to date.
Good
so.
Call. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Teamwork.
So,
hashtag teamwork.
Yes, good job.
Halo did have a live stream today at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Just to talk about content, including Forge, the new maps, and all these rec stuff. Kind of showed in action, which is very cool. This comes out this month. Very exciting. And again, free for everybody that owns Halo.
Cool.
So very cool.
That is really cool. Peter Hernandez wrote in this week. We take questions every week. Head over to Facebook and leave your question there every Friday. He wanted to know, Xbox was number 2 in total sales in the month of November again. At this point... Should trying to beat the PS4 in sales even be a concern anymore?
I'm going to go ahead and jump in.
Sure.
It should always be a concern. That's what drives that's what drives a business to
sure.
to make money is to succeed in
the competition.
The competition, yeah. They should always strive to be number 1. There's
yeah.
no reason to not. I'm striving to be number 1 in the world in everything I do. I fail. But if I didn't have that drive, I'm kind of joking, by the way, but if you don't have that drive, you don't reach places that you ultimately could
sure.
have gotten if you pushed yourself that hard.
Do you think it should be a concern for the community, for players, Xbox One players?
Oh, that's a good question, I think, because you get introduced to like fanboyism and
sure.
That, I feel like Yoda, fear induces suffering. So fanboyism creates a negative vibe in gaming.
Sure.
And I think that's wrong. I think gaming should be a universe where everyone in this multiverse, in the multiverse where I picture, mm-hmm. everyone enjoys what they like. And I think fanboyism creates negativity that hurts gaming.
Sure.
It makes people not want to get certain systems, which everyone should have every system, I think. I think it should be a happy world where everyone enjoys everything. But, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't...
Gaming should be a celebration.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should be concerned about that. I think you should like the Xbox and PlayStation are so good that they can compete with each other and make better products. But when fanboyism kicks in, then it creates negativity. It creates my dad's better than your dad. Sure. My dad can beat up your dad, you know, kind of a thing. And I think that's
I think going for number one as a company or as a business, it's how you go for it is good and bad. It just depends on how you go for number one. Is your goal, let's be number one, or is your goal, let's create great content and be the best place for gamers to be, i.e. what Phil Spencer says all the time, and as a result, we will be number one. Like, I think it's, yeah. it's, I mean, that's semantics.
It's like, the Patriots want to be number one, but, you know, they do it in a illegal way, right?
They're really good at it.
They're really good at it. Yeah, I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a different, because I think that a lot of people get caught up in being number one and going for looking at the numbers and doing stuff that's hokey and cosmetic instead of stuff that's real. And I think the way that Xbox is going, it's doing real things.
Like, yeah.
It wants to be the place that gamers are, period.
Yeah, and that's
the way to go. That's the right way to do it.
And that creates a healthy company when you're doing it that way.
Sure. Yeah, thanks, Peter, for sending that
good
in.
Good question.
Ben Hatch, Tokyo Rose, wants to know a little personal question here. He wants to know about our entertainment centers. How do we keep them? Are we OCD like him and zip tie everything and hide all the cords out of the way? Or is it out of the box, ready to go style with our entertainment center? Jordan, how is your entertainment center?
Zipped
up, organized, or out of the box, let's play?
It's kind of out of the box, let's play, because I move the things a lot.
You like to stay mobile.
Yes.
Very nice.
Well, it's actually... The only thing I have to bring with me is the power cord. Everything stays there because it's all set up in both places. Because I have all you need is like 5 HDMI cords. But
yeah.
Yeah. So it's actually kind of funny. Sometimes the PlayStation's plugged into the Xbox stuff, and sometimes the Xbox is plugged into the PlayStation stuff. So, but
wow.
Depending on their spot.
Yeah.
Around the house. But no, yeah, I move them a lot. So it's not very organized.
Nick Spicy, how's your entertainment center?
It's. Well, go for it.
So can I say, what do you classify as organized? Because if I stuff all the cords behind the entertainment set, you can't see them. I think that's organized.
No. That's like, not organized. You know, tangled, I mean? Cords, no dice. That's not organized.
If I can't
stapled up in the furniture so that you can't see it, completely separate, like boom, boom.
But see, that's funny. If I can't see the cord, it's not messy to me.
Or you just hide your messiness.
Oh, okay.
I think that answers our question.
Okay. Yeah. McSpicy, are you an OCD entertainment center kind of guy?
So yes, but I'm kind of like a drug addict where, let's say I haven't had cocaine for a while and I got to rub it in my gums real fast. You know, when I first get my system,
sure.
like the Xbox, I just throw it. I don't even care. Box is still there. And I play the snot out of it until it dials down. I get my fix. Then, yes, I am a guy that wants a perfect setup. I have Velcro ties. I have zip ties. I even, in some locations, I actually tape cardboard to, like, certain spots and then roll it against the wall so it goes along a line kind of. Does that make sense? So you can't see it in certain spots?
So it's aesthetically pleasing.
Exactly. I'm 100% OCD, but I am willing to ignore that to play my games at the beginning.
Very nice. I like that. I try to be organized. I'm opposite of you. I start out, everything needs to be perfect. And then I'm just like, who cares? And I stop.
Okay.
And I hide it behind the furniture.
Well, because if you do it, I mean, granted, let's say I've played for a week. If you do it right the first time, when you're actually setting up and everything, it's you don't have to worry about it ever again.
My problem is I want all my cords separated so they're not tangled.
I buy extra cords.
And I can't ever seem to do it. And I just like, well.
Amazon. Done.
And I never know which ones to Velcro together. And then where to Velcro them together. That is the hard thing.
I used to zip tie. That's why I have the Velcro ties. Because the zip ties.
Are permanent.
Permanent. Exactly.
Cut those bad boys.
Yeah. So, you know, you'll move on to Velcro. You'll get your own system. But
I'll advance.
The trick is to go to Amazon because cords are so cheap nowadays. That I just buy for each monitor setup because I like to be mobile sometimes too, take it into different rooms or whatever. But if you set it up right, you have yourself a clean system where you can just sit down and bask in the drug that is gaming.
Very nice. Can I, before we move on to our next segment, I just wanted to give a recommendation for a show. I have been watching Man in the High Tower. Holy crap.
High Castle.
High Castle. Sorry, Man in the High Castle. It's an Amazon Prime show. Well, have you guys started? I recommended it to you guys.
You told me. Yeah. I have it on my list.
Oh, so finished it. So good.
Already? Yeah. Wow.
It's the next Lost, but better.
Because I don't want to get into Lost. You just opened a can of worms.
So where it leaves you and you're like, whoa. That is what this show is. That's what it does.
Man in the High Castle?
Man in High Castle. Excellent.
I'm on episode 5.
Such a good show. What do you think so far?
It's really good.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it.
Yeah.
You don't like certain characters that I like.
Yeah. But I don't know the whole story yet.
Oh, it's such a good show.
I still don't think I'll like
it. Gotta watch it. We could talk. Remember those discussions on when Lost was at its heyday?
At the water cooler?
And you're like, did you see what happened to Sawyer?
So what about the panda things, huh? Or the polar bears?
What's that smoke, man? I don't even know.
I can't believe they can't walk past that field.
So is Ben trying to help you, or does he hate
you? Is he a bad guy or a good guy?
Man, it was just, that's what happened all the time. Yeah. Oh, Troubadour's watching it. Yeah. So good. Such a good show. Anyways, I just thought that might be, just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
That's enough, the both of you.
Ouch! This is the portion of the show where we talk about what we've been playing and what we've been up to. Also, thank you so much, everyone, for submitting your questions, Tokyo Rose and Peter Hernandez. You can do that every week over at Facebook. Jordan, what did you play this week?
Well, I played a few rounds of Halo.
Good for you.
I did play Battlefield 4.
Yes.
And it's nice to be back in a Battlefield game. It's nice to have the entire battlefield going crazy.
Was it too open for you?
No.
Or was it just the right amount of openness?
I played a couple team deathmatches first, which is in a smaller
team
area.
Team deathmatches, smaller.
And then I played just a regular conquest. And no, there was enough players to always keep. I mean, I was running more, but that's because I was like, oh, crap, I got to get down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, like, and the first time, like, I was sniped from across the map. And I, like,
sometimes
it felt like, this may sound weird, but it felt good. It's like, wow, that like was a legitimate snipe.
Exactly. Sometimes you get shot by a shot like that, you have to sit back and go, well done.
You're like,
well played,
wow.
Good sir.
Congratulations.
Yeah. You send them a message, nice shot. Like, that was,
I know. This
is that
like,
was
huh,
pretty
well played. Yeah,
like, you can't get mad at that one. You're just like, oh, I'll take the respawn timer. But no, yeah, it was really fun. It was a lot of fun. And I have the full premium pack, so I was playing all the new maps and stuff, newer maps and stuff. It was a lot of fun. Also, I played Dying Light.
Ooh. Oh, because of the water DLC?
No, I actually just decided I wanted to play Dying Light.
How was that, being back into some
It was really fun. I'm going to play it all through the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun. Oh. You guys should jump into it. It's a fun co-op. Like, why did we stop playing it?
Yeah.
Did we do a let's play of that?
And it's so therapeutic to just sit there and kick a zombie in the crotch.
I think what had happened is I watched a couple videos. I was cleaning out my clips, and there were some Dying Light ones that I watched, and I was like, oh, I want to play that game. So I played it.
What? We should go through and beat that game altogether.
Yeah, I hear the ending is really good.
I'm in.
What's wrong with us? Why did we stop? Did something come? Something must have come out that week.
Was it Dragon Age?
Oh, I think those did come out around the same time.
I don't know.
No, I think you're right. I do.
I just remember we played Dying Light. It's a fun game. I'm having a lot of fun with it.
So. I would like to hear about your big game that you played this week.
Just Cause. That's right. I played Just Cause on Saturday.
Yes.
And that game, it's fun.
I actually stopped by Jordan's house, and I'm like, whoa.
it's like you said, Mark, that's the best way to put it. It's just a really intense physics engine. Like the voice.
Super cool physics engine.
The story and the voice.
A Michael Bay physics engine.
Yeah.
Expendables.
Yeah, that it is. It's Expendables the game. Yeah. Like, legitimately, because the story's not very good. And the voice acting is awful. Like,
is this supposed to be corny on purpose, though?
I don't know, but it's hilarious.
That's why they named it just because.
The guy that plays the main character, I don't know if he's doing it on purpose, but like, his voice acting is, in my opinion, so bad that it's funny when he talks.
That it makes it good.
Yeah,
well, I'm sure
that it's like, well, it's, you know what it is. It's over the top voice acting.
Yeah, that's exactly. It is, yeah. It's the Expendables.
Yeah. So anyway, but it's actually really fun. Do you know what it's like to harpoon a bad guy and then send the other part of your harpoon on a church building? And then grapple him up there on the steeple
and watch his body hang there.
Yeah. Into the concrete.
I was watching a streamer. He was like, half the time when you do stuff like that, it doesn't work out how you were planning. Yeah. I saw this guy attached to a truck and then to a cement block and with a guy or something, yeah, and it like squished him. And it was so gruesome. Like, it was like, even the streamer was just like,
Well, one time I think I had a glitch because I put him at the top of this tower because I found out you can attach the zip line to guys and then to towers, and then you hit the button and it
zoom.
Yeah. I think it glitched because he fell off and just went flying. But actually, a lot of cool things in that game happen by accident. Uh-huh. So, like, just at a, you know, natural, like, you're starting to get it. Because the controls are a little bit different at first. So you're playing it, and all of a sudden this helicopter came in. It was like, oh, crap. And I shot my zipline at it, and then I shot my zipline at a building, and I hit L, which contracts it, and it flew into the building. And it was, like, one of the coolest explosions I've ever seen. Because what happened is I got it from the front, so the whole thing, like, flipped over.
Oh, that's cool, man.
It was like, woo. Anyway, that's all you can say about it. It's a really good physics engine.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not really that far into it. I'm probably maybe an hour.
Well,
or
when
two.
I was watching you, traveling looks so
yeah,
much
it,
fun.
Yeah, traveling's fun.
You got your squirrel suit and then a parachute and your grapple. Your grapple. Oh, dude. I can't wait to play that game.
Yeah, and grappling melee is actually really fun. You can grapple a guy and just zip yourself into him and punch him. But I grappled two guys together and flung them in. That was pretty funny.
Do they splat or do they just like knock
out? No, they
out?
Just knock out. Oh, okay. So
be cool if they like explode.
But, well, and then the game, like, it totally sets itself up for just blow everything up. Because at the beginning, what happens is you come back home. You're Rico, right, from the old game. You come back home and this guy is
messing
this
with
dictator.
Your town.
Yeah, he's taking over your thing because of this rare mineral that's there, right? So, and this is all within the first hour, so it's nothing, you know, big. So anyway, you're like, okay, I'll join the resistance and save you guys. And your friend in the resistance, who is also an awful voice actor or an over-the-top voice actor, he looks at you and he goes, hey man, whatever you destroy, we'll just rebuild, so don't worry. You go out there and get them. And you're like, oh,
all right, I will.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And then the very next mission is to, like, liberate this town. And how you liberate towns is blowing the crap out of them.
Oh, man, that seems so fun.
It's just a game. I can see it getting repetitive in the future, but it's, you know.
Who doesn't want to take 5 minutes out of their day and blow the
crap out
of
this
things?
Game.
That's why action movies are still around.
Yeah. If this game, I don't know if I would give it the $60 seal, but if this game went on sale during the Christmas thing, I would definitely buy it. Any discount for this game, I think, is a solid price for it.
Sure.
But yeah.
Cool.
It's a fun game.
I want to get your opinion on the next game that I happen to play as well, and that's Doom, the Alpha.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. That was very
fun.
What
did you think of that?
That was brutal.
Yeah. Brutal.
That is brutal. Mm. Good choice of words.
Yeah, very brutal.
So why? Explain yourself.
Well,
did you like it? Did you not like it?
Yeah, it was actually it was like the old, like you said, homage to the old games. Like, there's no sprint or anything. Everybody runs about 100 miles an hour.
No,
just
sprint.
By default.
You don't need
sprint. Like, you're just
you're
a fast
already
walker.
Sprinting.
Yeah. So
a fast walker. I just picture, you know, the Olympic speed walking where you can bend your knees.
Yeah. When you watch other people walk, it's hilarious because they're just like walking at this increased rate. It's just funny. Yeah. So I used the double barrel shotgun loadout, and it wrecked pretty good. So actually, one of my favorite features is there's this, instead of a grenade,
oh, this you grenade can get a
teleport
cool.
grenade. So what you'll do is you can throw the grenade and you'll hit L again.
It's more like a boomerang.
Yeah, you'll throw the grenade, it'll stick to whatever, and then you hit L again and you'll teleport to the grenade.
The moves you can do with that, out of this world.
Yeah, so every time I turned a corner, or every time I saw someone, I just randomly threw it and would shoot them. And when they started to win, I would teleport and it would just, you know, it's really cool. Anyway, I played 2 rounds and it was really fun.
Yeah. Trobador just mentioned it, but what I liked is that no health regen. Like, it's...
Thank goodness!
It's an old-school shooter. Like, it feels so good to be in... My only complaint... And it's not really a complaint. It's an observation. The voice in there, like in Halo.
Oh,
the Halo voice so intense, like...
Double kill!
Yeah.
Kill-tacular!
The one in this is like, first kill.
Yeah.
Well, that's how Destiny was at first for me in the PvP.
Revenge.
The old man, like Gandalf, hey, get those mercers.
This is like when you go to the spa. This is like on the radio.
You are in hell killing demons. Demons are popping up, and it's like, first kill.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Demon available. It did, because you were able to get the demon.
Kill the demon.
And you're like, where enemy. Is it at? Yeah.
Enemy demon.
And meanwhile, like, blood is splattering everywhere. And
you get your face ripped off, and it goes,
really good
kill.
Game for an alpha. I mean, it was an alpha. It was one level, and it took some getting used to the weapons because I thought it was, different. Like, most powerful weapon. They gave you 3 weapons, and I thought the first one, your default one, was, like, the most powerful or not the most powerful. I can't remember, but they basically are all equal. In my opinion, they were all equal. They just did different things.
You use them differently.
Yes.
They all did the same amount of damage and the same... They all did damage. They just did it differently.
Yeah.
If that makes
sense.
And
learning how to use each one of them was...
Like, obviously, the shotgun was great for up close, and it still did the same amount of damage as, say, the assault rifle, but obviously, the shotgun can't scope you like these... You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
I wanted to get a little bit of the campaign, but they're going to save that. I mean, I'm not necessarily getting Doom for multiplayer. I'm getting Doom for the campaign. Mm-hmm. And I'm only doing that because of what they did to Wolfenstein. Like, that game, the ending of that. You guys got to beat that game, man. Once again, so we can talk about the end of that game. It's so good. I love that game. # game love.
Yeah.
Game love.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes. I have a game crush on that game.
Cool. No, I do too.
There's a T-shirt. #game.
Yeah, it was actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
The only thing, my only complaint is they didn't let you play with your friends.
No, you could not jump in with your friends. Sadly and sorely.
They'll fix that, right?
Well, it's an alpha.
I feel like
I don't see how you would have a multiplayer game and not be able to play with your friends. I mean, Chivalry did it.
Rainbow Six this week.
No, but
well, I feel like
that's what happened to me.
I feel like they let the game out and they like saw it and they're like, wait a minute, who forgot to put that button in it? You know,
Steve?
Yeah, they like turn around.
Steve, did you forget to put that? Oh, all right.
And
well,
he's like trying to
put
blame
it on
like,
your list again.
He's like trying to like, well, I called in sick that day. You know, like it's just this huge thing.
Wasn't me. Yeah. They're going through their CYA file. Yeah.
Jordan, anything else you got to play this week?
No, I did Battlefront, Halo, and Dying Light, which I'm really excited to be playing Dying Light again. I'm going to be playing that the rest of the weekend.
Awesome. I did Doom, obviously.
And Doom, yeah.
Thought that was fantastic, but I'm really looking forward to the campaign in that. I did my Madden Connected franchise. I'm loving Connected franchise. We did get a couple new players in the league. The league is going fantastic as well. I won my game against Shebrew.
Oh, congrats.
Yes. I will say, though, he's in a real rebuilding process with his franchise. So It's a rebuilding year for him. He's trying to make trades left and right. Just hasn't been successful. He's really focusing on his draft picks for next season. So love that game. Also, we didn't mention this in news, but we should have. I think our Madden tournament might not be Ultimate Team this year. That's right. Wild Gopher, it might not be Ultimate Team, and here's why. Because now, draft champions, you can challenge your friends. And I think we might do a draft champions tournament because you both would pick, select your team, and go.
That'd
and
be
then
cool.
You select your team and go. And I think that that's the way to do it. I love that they now, you can do draft champions versus your friend, Victor. We should play, my friend. We should play.
That would be cool.
You go, anyways, such a cool thing. I am loving Madden. It's so cool to be in. I'm telling Mr. McSpicy, you would love that game. You just got to, you know what's the difference between this iteration of Madden and others is you and it tailors to you really well because you like doing stuff like this. It has sections of the game where it trains you on defense and offense. It trains you how to read it. You get points for doing it. You get coins for doing it. You do those, you're set.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the game has a learning curve. It's Madden. It's football.
What if I throw the ball perfectly and have my receiver in the perfect spot? Is there still a chance he won't catch it?
Not if he's perfect.
No, not if you're, yeah, if you do both those things perfectly.
Are you serious? 100%?
100%, yeah. 100% serious.
Okay. I might give it a shot.
Now, if you overthrow the ball.
No, see, perfect
well,
throw.
Well, no,
that was,
no, because you have to, they do simulate, you know, I mean.
That's my beef with pretty much every sports game.
Athletes, perfectly thrown balls don't always catch them either. That's 9 times out of 10 they do. But what makes them human is that one time.
But that one time cost me the game. Pisses me off.
Well, that's the game, my friend. That's
I know,
the game.
But it wasn't my fault. It was some programmer's fault.
No, it was human error.
It's not human. They're little
error,
bits and bytes in the dumb
human error
box.
Being simulated. It wouldn't be football if it was 100% all the time, because that's not human. Okay.
But it's not. It's a video game. It's not a simulator.
Anyways, you would like it. It's
I know.
Good.
Okay.
It's really good. You just got to get into it.
Fair enough.
And I played one other game. I just...
Did you not play Elite Dangerous this week?
I did not play Elite Dangerous this week. I did play a lot of Rainbow Six this week, actually. I am level 12, I want to say. I'm trying to get to 20. I don't know how Jonathan got to 20 so fast.
Yeah,
he got there in like...
I think he's 30 now.
He got to 20 in like 2 days.
I guarantee he's playing right now.
Yeah, I know. He's hardcore.
Well, and I want to get there because I want to do ranked matches. I'm getting good. I'll tell you what.
I played ranked, and I'm not ranked.
Oh, I played Rainbow Six, too.
I played Rainbow Six. Yeah. That's the only game I played on the Xbox this week.
The style of play has evolved for me. I started out, I did not like the sniper whatsoever. I went to Blitz, which is the
shield.
Riot Shield. Yeah. It's bulletproof and has a flash on there. I really like that, playing that way. Then I went over to Twitch, who has a drone that can electrocute people. I am back to the sniper.
Doesn't Twitch have a single-shot rifle?
It does. It's not quite a sniper, but it's half of one. I went back to the sniper play. You don't have the protection that the other play, but it forces me to stay back, mm-hmm. to take my time, and to choose my shots wisely, and I do better. I always have more kills than deaths. I'm always in first place when I do that. When I have the shield, I think I'm unstoppable, and I run in and die.
Yeah.
If you can master the shield, though, you can be really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. No, I mean, that game rewards methodical,
it
slow.
Really does. It's just a different style of play that you really have mm-hmm. to just wait someone out.
Yeah.
Figure out how you're going to go in. So I love that game. I'm really like Rainbow Six. I got to get to what level are you?
I am 16, 17.
Okay. Yeah, I've got to get this weekend I'll get to level 20 because I want to start doing ranked matches, guys.
You can play ranked if
sure.
the person who chooses the game mode, you know, goes into multiplayer is above level 20.
Oh.
I was able to play ranked games because of Jono.
Oh, okay. So we can play ranked. We don't get ranked, though.
No, we get more experience, though. The games, I got to tell you, I appreciate, like, the casual gameplay it's a fun game. I mean, that's just the game. The ranked gameplay, you learn the maps a lot more. You learn the areas because it shows the names and you get to strategize where you're picking stuff,
sure.
you know, as a team, you communicate. I played the ranked game I played. It felt so much more fun and more intense. We won 5-4, so it was head-to-head.
Oh, wow.
There's more rounds, and in turn, you get a lot more experience. So I suggest that when we play, we find someone who's ranked 20 or higher, and we play the ranked matches.
Which is
because
Jono.
Yeah, Jono.
Who's 30 now.
Yeah, he's...
I don't know how... But he was there in like 2 days. I was like,
I don't know.
Yeah, but
did
you see like when he had the final kill cams?
Oh, yeah.
Like what he was doing?
The dude is like a machine.
He's like Colin Farrell. From SWAT. Like, he's on our team. He's really good. Like, it surprises
me. He's, like, dropping
me.
Drones, going in, and then, like, making decisions on his own. And we're like, hey, Mark, blow down this door for me.
Like,
the
well, then it's
so
like...
I'm like, I can't find the building to go in.
It's like his new MOBA, right? Like, I'm sitting there, oh, I have this ability. Oh, are you such and such? Oh, yeah, you have this, this, and this.
Yeah.
How do you know this. That?
It has a 5.24 megapixel.
And he's like, the damage rate is only 80 or 52. No, you Jordan, you want to bump it up.
With him, you can actually blow through cement walls. He here, hit right me. Bumper.
I got. Okay. You know, you get the attachments for the guns. Yeah. I got an attachment for a gun. It was the whatever to reduce hand, recoil. Yeah. And he's all, actually on that character. It increases the recoil. I'm like, how does this guy know that?
How would it increase the recoil on that character?
Yeah, he says it's a glitch. He already knows about it. Like, there's... I don't get it.
Oh, yeah. He has been unleashed upon the world.
Yeah.
Super he fun. Told me, we were at the gym, and he told me, that's my game. That's my game.
Yeah, well, that fits his style. Yeah, he likes totally that competitive PvP.
Anyways, great game. I'm loving it.
Troubadour in chat says, do you feel that the Elite controller helps with Rainbow Six? Yes.
I would agree with that.
I feel that helps with any game.
Yeah, absolutely. I have the, on my look stick, I have it extended, so it's a, what?
That was just funny. Your look stick.
My look stick.
I understand.
I know.
I think it was.
Don't make fun of me. I'm a nice guy.
I think just go watch the YouTube video of McSpicy describing it, because he literally went like this. My look stick.
I did. My look stick. It's the look stick.
It's like a dance right there. It's like a dance.
Look stick. So on my look stick, you can get the extended thumbsticks, and it helps with your precision a lot. I would say it's the equivalent of... If you have a gaming mouse,
you can up the sensitivity on it too.
Yeah,
can't
yeah,
you
can
to make it super.
Have you messed with the sensitivity individual on that?
I
left mine standard.
Like you're talking the increase, the waves and or yeah. The
I left mine standard for Rainbow Six. I messed with it in Elite Dangerous because I don't care if I mess up in Elite Dangerous. But in Rainbow Six, I left it standard and I messed with the sensitivity in game.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I haven't messed with that to answer your question. I'm afraid to at this point.
Yeah, I would like to try the bumpers as well. I don't know.
It's so sensitive though. Like, can like you not the weight?
Dead
you
zones
have to
for those?
You have to hold the controller on the sides. If you hold them with your fingers,
you need to be at a table. You're right. It is. It's just a different way of holding the controller.
Can you not set a dead zone for the paddles?
The paddles are just on off, man, and they're real close. They're hair triggers. Yeah. They're super.
You can't flip them over backwards though, so that they're out of the way. Like you can use erase the second ones and flip them so they're not pointing the way they're supposed to be, and they're up higher like this. Yeah. So that it's like trigger bumper or bumper trigger paddle.
Yeah, I think that system helps default control schemes more than I'm Southpaw and I play Claw, which we've made fun of me before on the show for playing Claw. But my pointer finger is the one that touches the X, Y, B, and A buttons.
Sure.
Claw,
also known as arthritis.
Because that's what I look. So my thumb stays on the right joystick the entire time, and my pointer finger touches all the buttons. So
the
I don't.
Paddle
I,
really
I don't
would be out of the way for you,
for the paddle.
Where
buttons.
In Rainbow Six, the paddle would be really useful for switching fire, rapid fire, basically your D-pad motions, because then you never have to go down your D-pad.
It would be the left. Okay. Mm-hmm. I can. Oh, that's a good idea to map it that way. I'll try that out. But to get a longer joystick on the look stick, it's the equivalent of like when you have a 1200 DPS or DPI mouse and you switch it to 600 or 600 to 1200, you increase that sensitivity. So absolutely the longer joysticks, it's way more precise. And in this game, whereas like a game with Halo, it like has the adjustment for you for controllers, the auto aim assist, I think is what they call it. There's really no auto aim assist in Rainbow Six. There might be, but it's
very, very small.
So small. It's way more skill based, and the Elite controller, because you can increase the joystick on the look stick, helps a ton to answer Troubadour's original question.
So what are you thinking of Rainbow Six?
I absolutely love it. It's awesome. Just because I love a game, a positive that creates a positive atmosphere for gamers. Mm-hmm. And you go into MOBAs, it's toxic. You go into Grand Theft Auto, you get yelled at, or your mom or whatever. All these people are just so mean online, and it's super frustrating. That's part of the reason we do this show, is to make a positive gaming community. But Rainbow Six has the tendency to force people to work together.
You have to cooperate, or you're not going to win that game.
Yeah. And I love that about this game a lot. And just the cool, chill guys that I've played with, that just random, super fun. it's just a really good atmosphere, a really cool game. I joke around that this game is like the game that everybody wanted, because, you know, you have Call of Duty where when you camp, you're an outcast and you're, oh, look at that camper. This game is the camping game that everybody wanted, so you can do it without getting, you know, social. It's not socially unacceptable to camp in this game.
I just like it also tailors every style that you want to play. You want to run in there and be a crazy guy, you pick up one of the Shield characters, you know.
Yeah.
You want to be a robot, you pick up Twitch, you know.
It's super, and I like how they're going to release more characters. It's just,
it's also very well balanced. The defense and offense, I don't feel like either one has an advantage. They're just different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, even can't look, so camping is not seen as bad in this, like, it's not socially unacceptable because
the game is camping.
It's the game is camping, and it's balanced. It's not, you have counters to everything that you, every character has a counter, and every strategy has a counter, and it's just super fun figuring things out. And I'm in that type of the time of playing a game where you're still figuring things out. Sure. I'm in that, and it's super enjoyable.
Yeah.
So I like it. And that's the only game I played on Xbox this week.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. With that...
Didn't we all play Chivalry, by the way?
Oh, we did play Chivalry. Why did that... That seems so long ago.
We actually played a lot. That's because it was on Saturday. We always skip Saturday and Sunday.
We did play Chivalry. Chivalry is a game that...
You did not expect
feels like you're
head
an
to fall
alpha,
off.
But it is so fun. Like, yeah. It is a first-person sword-playing, knight-killing... Bloodfest, and I love
which
it.
I did not know it was a bloodfest until I swung my sword and the head fell off.
Dude, yeah. And then splatter blood all over your nicely, you know, crusader jacket.
I actually went to third person after a while because I think you play better.
Third person is better. Yeah.
Just like in Battlefront, I think.
But it is way fun. I mean, Chivalry is a game that you sit down with your friends, you play for an hour, and you have a blast.
And then you call it good.
Until next week when you get together and play for an hour and have another blast.
we also have Chivalry videos, don't we?
We do. Head over to YouTube and check them out. If you want to know what Chivalry is like, just check those out. That will be your first hour
we
of
entered
gameplay
the,
right there.
The Colosseum.
Yes. Yes, we did. With that, McSpicy, what will you be up to this week, and where can people find you?
This week I'll be playing more Rainbow Six. I might throw on some Elite Dangerous. I'm going to throw on some Halo.
Oh
yeah!
I want to do some Dying Light with you guys too.
I am playing tonight.
Let's do Dying Light over. So McSpicy and I, we have to do Halo 5 campaign.
Yeah, we haven't done that yet.
That will be over Christmas.
Been there, done that.
That will be over Christmas break for us.
Okay.
Okay, and let's do Dying Light as well.
Okay.
Those two. Okay. Christmas break.
I'm actually playing Dying Light tonight. So.
Okay.
You can find me on Twitter at Mr. McSpicy. Add me as a friend on Xbox. I'll friend you back, Mr. McSpicy. That's
he's also
everywhere.
In forums like every day.
Yeah, yeah, I love the forums.
Yes,
I love the forums.
He loves them. He loves them a lot.
You can find me Droid the Man XB everywhere. I'll be playing Dying Light.
Dying Light, so all right.
I'll play with you over Christmas. The nice thing about the game is you can always
just
play
Cause gonna get any more Just Causing?
Yeah, I think that's gonna be the game when you're like, you know how like when you're not supposed to go out and eat because your wife says that you need to save money. But then you end up going to McDonald's just to be that, you know, and then you feel really guilty afterwards. That's what Just Cause 3 is to me.
I actually never feel guilty, so I don't know what that feels like. But.
Just Cause is going to be like my guilty when no one's
guilty
home
pleasures.
And watching me, I'll play it. You know,
Just that's, Cause, the guilty pleasure
yeah,
for Jordan.
That's really what it is, because you jump in and you blow up half of the, you know, Caribbean.
Very nice.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, so, but mostly Dying Light and a few other games.
Cool. I am X1 Bros everywhere. I'm going to get into Witcher this week, and I'm jumping also into ESO. Mm. Clearly Madden and Rainbow Six I'll be in as well, but those two games I look forward to. Don't forget, Halo 5, Call of Duty Black Ops 3, if you want those. Next week we'll be giving them away for Christmas. X1Bros.com. Sign up for the email there.
Yeah.
And am I forgetting something?
No, I think we're there.
All right. See you guys later. Have a great week.
See ya.
We're out.